Mr. Styrax. Mr. Hecatomb Styrax, the owner of a large estate and of large muscles, of blue and a climber of mountains, is married at the age of 28, he being at that age a virgin. The term Virgo being made male in medieval Latinity. His ineptitudes have driven his wife from one religious excess to another. She has abandoned the vicar, for he was lacking in vehemence. She is now the high priestess of a modern and ethical cult. And even now, Mr. Styrax does not believe in aesthetics. His brother has taken to gypsies, but the son-in-law of Mr. H. Styrax objects to perfumed cigarettes. In the parlance of Niccolo Machiavelli, thus things proceed in their circle, and thus the empire is maintained. Clara. At 16, she was a potential celebrity with a distaste for caresses. She now writes to me from a convent. Her life is obscure and troubled. Her second husband will not divorce her. Her mind is, as ever, uncultivated. No issue presents itself. She does not desire her children or any more children. Her ambition is vague and indefinite. She will neither come in nor stay out. Soiree. Upon learning that the mother wrote verses, and that the father wrote verses, and that the youngest son was in a publisher's office, and that the friend of the second daughter was undergoing a novel, the young American pilgrim exclaimed, "This is a darn clever bunch." Sketch 48B11. At the age of 27, its home mail is still opened by its maternal parent, and its office mail may be opened by its parent of the opposite gender. It is an officer and a gentleman and an architect. Nodier raconte. At a friend of my wife's, there is a photograph. A faded, pale, brownish photograph of the times when the sleeves were large, silk, stiff, and large above the lacertus, that is, the upper arm and décolleté. It is a lady. She sits at a harp, playing, and by her left foot in a basket is an infant aged about 14 months. The infant beams at the parent. The parent re-beams at its offspring. The basket is lined with satin. There is a satin-like bow on the harp. And in the home of the novelist, there is a satin-like bow on an harp. You enter and pass hall after hall. Conservatory follows conservatory. Lilies lift their white symbolical cups whence their symbolical pollen has been excerpted. Near them I noticed an harp, and the blue satin ribbon and the copy of Hatha Yoga, and the neat piles of unopened, unopening books. And she spoke to me of the monarch and of the purity of her soul. Column. After years of continence, he hurled himself into a sea of six women. Now, quenched as the brand of Meleager, he lies by the Poluphloispius sea coast, par Athena, Poluphlois, Boiothalasse, Siste, Viator. Ivecchi. They will come no more, the old men with beautiful manners. Il était comme un tout petit garçon with his blouse full of apples and sticking out all the way round. Blagueur, con gli occhi onesti tardi. And he said, "Oh, Abelard," as if the topic were much too abstruse for his comprehension. And he talked about the great Mary and said, "Mr. Pound is shocked at my levity," when it turned out he meant Mrs. Ward. And the other was rather like my bust by Gaudier, or like a real Texas colonel. He said, "Why flay dead horses? There once was a man called Voltaire." And he said they used to cheer Verdi in Rome after the opera, and the guards couldn't stop him. and that was an anagram for Vittorio Emanuele, Re d'Italia, and the guards couldn't stop him. Old men with beautiful manners sitting in the row of a morning, walking on the Chelsea embankment. Ritratto. And she said, do you remember Mr. Lowell? He was your ambassador here. I said, that was before I arrived. And she said, he stomped into my bedroom. By that time, she'd got on to Browning, stomped into my bedroom and said, do I care too much for society dinners? And I wouldn't say that he didn't. Shelley used to live in this house. She was a very old lady. I never saw her again.